fighters, as you saw in the thumbnail, if you saw it, the contractor was like, what am I doing wrong? I can't get the phone to start ringing. Well, listen, I'm going to talk about a few things here that if you're a new contractor, you need to pay attention to right away. Now, I don't know. So you need to pay attention to right away and then just go right into this. All right. Number one, marketing is your priority. What you do for a craft, a trade, okay, carpenter, painter, candlestick maker, butcher, baker, what else did I leave out? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you do. Your number one job is to sell stuff, and you can't sell stuff if your phone is not ringing. If people aren't filling out forms and reaching out to you and referring you and whatever, you don't have a business. It is a priority. It is not the thing that you happen to do or build or fix. Please get that through your head. That is the number one thing of all importance. In order to be successful this, you guys, you need to set a time and money budget of how you will market your business each week. In fact, marketing is something that is happening every single day of the year, 24 hours a day, especially in our world with all the technology and all this other stuff. Guys, it is so simple to do this, but you're going to blow it off because you think it's about the work. It's not about the work. Of course, craftsmanship is important. So save the comments, all you little whatevers. All right. Listen, keyboard warriors. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, but you don't have a profile picture and you don't have a real name. How much of a stud are you? So go, whatever. All right. Second thing, you want to be successful as a new contractor with your marketing? Open your damn mouth. Guys, if you're not meeting people, building relationships, joining some networking groups, chambers of commerce, BNIs, all right? Some of them right now, some of you guys right now are going, what's a BNI? And you know what you're going to do? You're going to go to the comments and you're going to go, what's a BNI or what's a chamber of commerce group, Tom? And you're going to waste your time. This is just an example of how you're not using your brain housing group, okay? Meaning you could actually go to Google and ask Google the same question and get an answer in like 4 seconds. All right. So don't, they're all going to do this now. They're all going to blow up my comments with this, smart asses. But guys, be resourceful for God's sake. All right. Open your mouth. All right. If you're doing a job at my house, knock on the doors around my house. Just go, hey, I want to let you know I'm painting over at the Reavers house. If one of my vehicles is in the way or whatever it is, or any trash blows over to your yard, please let me know. Here's my cell number. I'll come pick it up for you. You don't have to like sell them anything. Just let them know you're there. Okay. You guys make this so damn complicated because you know why? Here's why. This is the 54-year-old in me coming out right now, not coming out in that way, coming out in the sense of frustration of you guys that are young have grown up. You've grown up with these things. You've grown up with these devices that you can instantly get an answer for. Okay. Like you just, and then you grew up doing this thing with your thumbs. You don't know a world that exists without instant download and gratification shit. And that to you, this is communicating. And when I sit here, it's alarming the number of contractors, men and women, that will message the contractor fight and go like, well, how do I tell a GC that I'm interested in bidding in their work? I don't know. Pull out your testicles from the fucking closet and put them back on and pick the phone up and go, hey, I'm Tom and I paint stuff. You're Sam and I see that you build stuff. Maybe we should know each other. Would it make sense for us to have a conversation? Quit being a little pussy about this thing. All right. Open your fucking mouth. And what's crazy is your business will grow. Number three. Number three, get online. This is, I'm picking on everybody today. This is where you old guys like me are like, I've been doing no online marketing for 63 years. It's all word of mouth, says the guy who's drinking fucking Schlitz in a trailer somewhere that doesn't have 18 bucks in his bank account, but he thinks he has an opinion here to share with the world. Listen, of course, word of mouth is important. It's the best lead on the planet, but it's not predictable. And if you are not visible, then nobody can call you and hire you. And in our day and age, to be relevant, you need to have an online presence there, brainiacs. Okay? Invest in a website. You go out and blow freaking God knows how much money on a dually with the mirrors that go out like airplane wings and that you can't afford, but you won't drop 10 or 12 grand on a website that's going to pay you over and over and over and over and over. You won't take time to, you know, you'll comment here about all you know, but you go, I don't have time to write some blogs or shoot videos and create content for your own business, put on your website and your social media channels. All right, guys, if you want to succeed as a contractor, you got to play the part. You got to be the part. You got to be a business owner. If you want to sell like you're independently wealthy, meaning without desperation, where you don't have to take on shit jobs for people that don't respect you, all right, then you need to have enough leads to where you got leads to burn. And you only do that when you're more visible. Is this making any sense? He's nodding. At this point, he just nods to everything. All right. Guys, I'm passionate about this because you're screwing yourselves. All right. At the time of this recording, it is Tuesday, December 5th. This is about the time of year that y'all start looking for ropes to hang yourself, which I don't recommend. All right. That is never a good idea. I'm not even trying to be funny with this. All right. But I've had those thoughts. Okay. There was a time in business where if there was a bridge high enough where I lived, I probably would have jumped off the thing because I was so desperate. All right. So I'm not joking around here. All right. A lot of you guys are depressed. You're struggling. You don't know where your next job's coming from. All right. You're sick of the look that your spouse gives you when you walk in the door because once again, she's disappointed that you went out and burned a bunch of time on a bunch of estimates on a Sunday and came home empty handed or whatever your issue might be. That's why I'm so passionate about this shit. See, what we do here in the fight is we create a strong you. We help you create a strong home and we help you create a fat wallet. That's what we do here. And that's why I get fired up and I tell you guys to get off your damn asses and quit treating this thing like it's a fucking hobby. It's way more important than a hobby. And if you want it to be a hobby, then fine, be a hobby. But a lot of you guys are the same ones that are going, I want to build a multi-million dollar business and I want to build a great team and I want, okay, all this other shit. But the evidence of how you spend your time and your money and your focus would not support those things. So get online, be relevant. Invest in yourself, invest in your business. That's what real professionals do. If you want to be a playtime little remodeler, then don't invest in yourself. But if you want to truly play at the potential that God has given you, then invest in yourself, invest in your team, not just the dualies and the sprayers and the nail guns and all that other crap. Invest in a website. All right. Invest in people. Maybe get coached. Doesn't have to be here at the fight. But get coached, invest in something to make yourself better, and the ROI will come back to you. Total tangent there. Fighters, most contractors are undercharging for the value that they bring. We're always preaching you got to get a 50% gross profit on your work. So many of you, so many contractors are confused on how to do that, and that's why we have our 50% sheet. It's free. You just download it. You have instant access. If you want to grab it, head to contractorfight.com/50 and start dialing in those numbers and making the money that you deserve. It's time to quit stealing from your family. Go to thecontractorfight.com/50. All right. Number three was get online. Number four, get social media. Yeah, it's online, but I broke it out separately because a lot of you, all right, and this is funny. I don't know. I'm just like looking back, connecting the dots because success and failure both leave clues. They leave breadcrumbs. All right. Somebody will go in our private Facebook group, go like that guy, the thing that I read on our thumbnail here. Okay. Can't get the phone to ring or whatever. That was from our Facebook group. Okay. And what's funny is when you go to those profiles, because I'll do every now and then I'm sitting on the golden throne in the bathroom and I got some time to kill or whatever it is. Right. I'm like, oh, this guy doesn't have any leads. Let's go to his personal profile. Go to the personal profile on Facebook. There's nothing about what he does. All right. And again, this is where a lot of you guys start going, well, I like to keep business and life, you know, separate. Okay. You're not freaking Apple. Okay. You're not at a high level executive at Apple or Amazon. You are a small business owner in a local area. And the more people that know what the hell you do, the easier life is going to be. So quit being, you know, some prima donna, arrogant, unself-aware, whatever. I don't know. I got all these things floating around in my head. All right. Cause you piss me off so much because you guys fight this shit. All right. tell the world what you do. Add value. Be real with people. All right. In fact, check this out. Here's a great little post. I'm going to put it in here right now by one of our coaches. His name's Micah. All right. Micah makes millions of dollars a year from social media. All right. Check this out. We'll put it in. It's like a 30-second Facebook post. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. And here we go. Guys, that's it. He's adding value. It's relevant to the time of year. And this happens over and over. Here's the thing. He gets hundreds of shares, thousands of likes and views and all this other stuff, makes millions of dollars from social media. Yet you all are going to argue with me, but here's the difference between Micah and most of you. He started. He simply started. And I knew him when he started back in like 2017, 2018. But he kept showing up, just like anything else that you do. When you keep showing up, you get better, you refine your skills, and the ROI comes. Invest in yourself. Invest in social. Marketing's your number one job. Open your mouth. All the other shit that I've talked about here. Finally, guys, all right, this is where I talk about the quality of the work, but in the context of the experience that you give people. You can do the greatest kitchen remodel when it comes to quality. It could be flawless. The greatest paint job in the world. Whatever your craft happens to be, chalk it up as the best quality. All the other contractors in your industry will bow down and worship to you. All hail Joe, Joe the painter. You did the best, man. You're awesome. Okay. And everyone looks at Joe, wants to be Joe because his lines are so tight and he's so cool and he's got the all that shit. All right. Here's the problem. The best quality in the world that isn't surrounded by a great experience for your client is useless. It's worthless. Means nothing to you. Your clients, this is why we talk about connection and understanding people's motives and the reasons they buy versus the reasons you think they should buy. When you truly craft your experience, and this is all the things that surround the project, the actual work, how you communicated, where you parked, what did you look like when you show up, how you treat the dog. Okay, start filling in the blanks here. How you communicate after the job. How you communicate from the day you sold the job to the day you started. It happens to be a 2-month gap. Did you mind the gap or was it totally silent? Now they don't know what to expect. And you text at 10 o'clock the night before, go, hey, we'll be there in the morning. And now you've just made their life more difficult. Everything matters. Everything you do, everything you don't, tells a story, sends a message and matters. Focus on the experience and you will get more of those word of mouth leads that we all want. There you have it. If you want more leads, do the shit I was just talking about here. You guys rock. I gotta roll. I'm out.